This is Castle Playhouse. From the stages and studios, producers and playwrights of the world, your hosts, the brewers of Castle Lager, bring you the week's finest radio entertainment, Castle Playhouse.
All the Way by Giles Cooper is a modern comedy concerning two people as they seek their hotel for an illicit weekend. Sarah Churchill, famous actress daughter of the great British Prime Minister, stars opposite Colin Fish in tonight's play. Listen in a few moments to All the Way, produced by Colin Fish.
Everyone else got out at the junction.
No need to bother about finding the clock.
No, it's over there.
You'd have to stand on the weighing machine to be absolutely under it.
Oh, I wouldn't dare. I'm far too fat.
Oh, no. I think you're right. Just right.
You'd better.
Well, here we are, anyway.
Aren't we?
Yes, here we are.
I booked a room.
Where?
At the Queen's. I don't know it, but it's a 3-star. There isn't a 4-star here.
Oh, I should hope not. I mean, you don't want to waste your money.
Oh, I wouldn't think of that, but there wasn't one. Let me take your case.
Oh, well, just while I tear my ticket. Didn't you get a return?
No, I didn't think.
Silly.
I couldn't be bothered with anything except tonight.
Shh.
Can you tell me where the Queen's Hotel is?
It's in the centre.
Is it far?
A mile or so across the common. Well, you want the junction, really. That would have been best. Get off at the junction for the centre.
Oh, is there a train back there?
Oh, no more trains now.
Taxi?
Well, I don't know if there's one there. He'll be outside, only they don't generally wait. You're late, you see.
Yes, I see.
Night, Fred. Night,
Tom. Night.
No taxi. You wouldn't think they'd shut up so early. It's not half past yet.
Well, perhaps he'll come back.
Who?
The taxi. A taxi. You know, sometimes they take people, they'll come back to see if there's anyone else.
Oh, well, we could telephone.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry about this.
Oh, you can't help it, darling.
Hey, taxi, taxi!
Yeah. I'm afraid they've all gone out.
Perhaps if we walk towards the centre, we'll see something.
Oh, give me your case.
Oh, no. I can manage. Really, I can. Oh, it isn't heavy. There's nothing in it. Night dress. Slippers, toothbrush, that's all.
Oh, don't.
What?
If we'd stayed at Wheelbridge.
What?
I was just thinking.
Things you shouldn't be thinking.
Shouldn't I, you know? Shouldn't I?
Oh, darling, dear, it's not here. Oh, let's go on. Only a mile, he said.
Oh, all right. Let's step out then.
Yeah, but not too fast. I've got the wrong shoes on.
Oh, I'm deadly sorry. They're awfully nice.
Oh, yes, thank you. Yeah, I thought you'd like them. Rings on my fingers, bells on my toes. Ooh, we shall have music. Hey, supposing it got back.
Oh, it isn't really any business of the firm's.
No.
Oh, yes, I know.
My position would be impossible. And it wouldn't help you. They're terribly strict about some things.
Well, I suppose they think the next thing we do would be to steal the wages and fly off to South America.
Oh, I'd love to go to South America.
Oh, I wouldn't mind stealing the wages.
Oh, what would you do? Wear a mask and hit this Carmichael on the head with an iron bar.
I wouldn't dare. She'd probably seize it from me and batter me to death.
Oh, that isn't what she'd do to you. Don't worry.
Who's Carmichael?
You'd be surprised.
Well, I can think of a better word than that.
Well, don't use it. The firm disapproves of bad language among its employees.
Well, you're not the firm. If you were, you wouldn't be here.
I wonder where here is.
Well, the road forks.
Hey, there's a signpost.
Cardiff and the West on the right. Oh, that's no good. Who's to the left?
The County Fever Hospital.
Ooh, that's a lot of help.
Oh, I should get to the right.
Unless it leads to the bypass.
But the Fever Hospital can't be in the centre of the town.
Well, there's a common we have to cross. The ticket collector said so. Perhaps the hospital's on the common.
Oh, it couldn't be. They put the miles out.
All right, then we'll try the right.
Then we can't be wrong.
What?
Oh, only a joke. We could ask, of course.
We'll take a chance.
Well, it might be better to ask.
Well, they're all asleep.
Oh, they can't be yet. It's not that late.
It's after 11.
Is it? Oh, Tom, I was in my bed.
Time.
What?
Nothing.
Go on.
Time you were...
Time I was what?
In my bed.
Oh, you're awful. Really awful. And to me, you look so shy.
I'm like an iceberg.
Oh, no, not an iceberg. Oh, that doesn't sound a bit cozy.
9/10 under the surface. That's what I meant. Come on. I can tell you what this is. It's the Ring Road.
Where does it go?
Round the turn. If we stayed on, we'd walk about 5 miles and end up back here.
Oh, it must have been the other way.
Well, no point in going back. Must be a way into the centre office.
Couldn't we ask?
Who?
Hey, there's a light over there.
Well, I should think they'll know, living out here.
Well, it's worth asking. It's always worth asking. You don't find out anything if you don't ask.
Yeah. All right. I'll ask him.
Oh, it's chilly.
Standing, yes.
Hey, there's someone coming.
Who is it?
Hello.
Who's that?
We're wanting to ask the way.
Oh?
We're lost. We wanted to ask the way to the town centre.
Wait a minute, then.
Oh, I didn't know there was a lady. You know how it is. One can't be too careful at night. Not nowadays with all the crime there is. They ought to bring back the cat of nine tails, I say. Do some of those young thugs good, don't you agree?
It might.
It might.
We're trying to find our way to the centre of the town.
Walking? You think you're going to walk there?
We arrived on the last train. There weren't any taxis.
I don't think you're going to walk there. Not the lady, anyway.
We've got to.
I don't think so. You may think so. I don't think so. Come on.
No, we really must, you know.
Well, it would be nice to sit down for a moment.
Sit down, that's it. Come along in, then.
Only a moment. We'll be off again in a second.
Can't be too careful. Never too careful. Believe me, I know what I'm saying. Maybe on the ring road. In here. There's a chair and there's a chair.
Oh, thank you.
Just for a moment.
A moment, yes. I expect you were going somewhere.
Town centre.
To a hotel.
For the night.
You won't get there walking.
Oh, we must.
The lady won't.
She, my wife will manage.
Oh, yes. But is it really far?
Too far for those little shoes.
Oh.
Do you know what I think? I always say what I think, straight out. What I think, I say. That's best I always say, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Speak straight out, then folks know where they are with you.
What do you think?
That my upstairs front is where you'd better spend your night.
Oh really? No,
we couldn't.
He thinks I don't mean it. Which shows he doesn't know me. If he did know me, he'd know that what I think, I say. Ask anyone round here, ask them about Mr. Barnes, they'll tell you. And when I say my upstairs front will do, it'll do. Well, there's a bed, a good-sized bed, my wife and I. And a dressing table, and a cupboard with a mirror set in the front. A long mirror, that's what the ladies like. I know. And breakfast in bed?
We couldn't.
Is it really so very far to the centre?
Too far, and you're tired.
Oh, it's getting late.
That's it. I knew you was tired. I could tell.
We couldn't.
He keeps saying that, doesn't he, miss? But when he sees the room, he'll change his mind. Well, this way. I'll show you the way. Follow me.
We can't.
It's very late, dear, and kind of him.
There's everything you want here. There's a bath and, everything in here. Put the bath in myself. I'm handy. Always have been, always will be, I dare say.
There's a smell.
Shh.
My room's in here, right next door. I sleep in here, so anything you want, you've only got to knock. Just knock and I'll wake up. This is the front. I haven't used it since my wife passed on. Except for a cousin who came for the night from Luton, Bedfordshire.
Oh, it's lovely.
But that?
Oh, a dog!
Stuffed! You'd think he was alive. Wouldn't you think he was alive? A lot of people have said they'd swear he was alive. That was our little doggie. Run over by a motorcyclist.
And you had him stuffed?
I did it myself. I'm Andy, like I told you. He's just as in life. The only thing I couldn't put back was his little bark. Jack, we called him. Good boy, Jack. Oh, those little eyes, they're full of life. Give me a piece, I paid for him.
No, we're going now, we have to. Well, thank you very much for your kindness, but we have to go to our hotel. Come along, Eunice, most kindly.
I still don't see...
Oh, that dog!
I could have put him in the cupboard.
Couldn't have touched it.
Oh, you're too fussy.
Well, it wasn't only that.
I thought it looked a nice little room.
That horrible old man.
Well, he tried to be kind.
And kind? Now, I can tell you what he wanted, filthy old devil.
Why do you hate him so? Oh, and where are we going?
Those walls were paper. He could hear. He wanted to listen.
Oh, no.
He guessed about us.
No.
He called you miss.
Well, I am.
My fault. I bought a ring. I should have given it to you before.
A wedding ring?
For the hotel, yes.
Is it a real one?
For us it will be.
Oh, not that finger, stupid.
Oh, sorry. With this ring...
Oh, darling.
Let's go back to the station hotel.
Oh, the old man's near.
Okay, can't you wait?
Not a minute.
Oh, good. A lift. Someone stop it. Someone's coming.
Good.
Police. Are you looking for someone?
The town centre.
Oh, yes?
Can you give us a lift, please?
Where to?
To our hotel at the centre.
Which hotel?
Which hotel, darling?
Well, don't you know?
The Queen's.
Oh, staying at the Queen's, are you?
Going to stay there when we find it.
You're walking away from it.
We didn't know. We're lost.
Where do you live?
What's that got to do with it? Can't you just take us to our hotel?
Where do you live, sir?
Don't you tell him. It's nothing to do with him.
We're visitors.
And we don't think much of this town. I can tell you that.
We arrived on the last train. There were no taxis.
There wouldn't be.
This lady, your wife, sir?
Mind your own business. It's nothing to do with him. I'll tell him to go catch some of these thugs who beat up old ladies. Probably be afraid to.
All right. We're only looking for our hotel.
Oh, yes. Now then, what's in these two cases?
God blimey, the nurse.
Our things for the night.
Do you mind opening them, please?
Yes, we fairly well do mind. Tell him to go play policeman somewhere else.
We'd rather not open our cases.
Then I'll have to ask you to come to the station with me. We'll open them there.
Oh, surely that isn't necessary.
Been a lot of burglaries recently. We've got our job to do.
I suppose the burglars pay you to leave them alone. So you've nothing better to do than bother us.
Do you know this lady well, sir?
Of course.
Did you meet her locally?
No. I tell you, we're visitors to the town. We came here together.
Are you sure it was the Queen's Hotel you were going to, sir?
Yeah, I'm certain. I'm sure I booked a room.
What name?
He's making suggestions.
What name, sir?
Healthy suggestion.
It's booked in the name of, Williams.
Have any means of identifying yourself?
Oh, I don't know if I have. Checkbook. No, that's no good.
No good to him. It's cash he wants. Blackmail, that's what it is.
Well, a letter addressed to you, a visiting card, driving license.
Lord, do you think I'd be walking around this dreary hour at this time of night if I had a driving license?
Yeah. No, you've got something there, sir. Now then, what about these cases?
Don't let him.
Well, if you really want to see my pajamas, I suppose you can.
Oh, coward, feeble coward.
Here you are. Razor, toothbrush, bedroom slippers.
Oh, yes.
No swag.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Now, I suppose you want to see mine. Want a bit of a thrill? All right, go on. But I'll report you. You're a pervert, that's what you are. And I'll tell them so. Out for a cheap thrill, that's all. Well, go on, get it over.
No, that's all right. Thank you very much, sir. Good night.
Well, I'm sorry. What I mean is, if you get angry with them, you're asking for trouble.
You laughed.
It wasn't a laugh.
Well, what was it then?
Well, I was sort of jollying him along.
Oh, very jolly, and all at my expense.
Oh, Lord, do be reasonable, do. Just think for a moment. Would it have helped if we'd been taken in and charged with insulting behaviour or obstructing the police?
Oh, no danger of that with you. They ought to give you a helmet and a truncheon of your own so you can go round and hit people on the head with it.
Oh, Una, please.
Oh, no, let me alone. I don't like being pawed about anyway.
Oh, for goodness sake, then what did you come for?
I thought you were a man. I thought you were a gentleman.
Oh, I'm exactly what I am, and you knew when you agreed.
I see why your wife left you now.
Ooh, that's an hateful thing to say.
Ooh, an hateful thing to say.
Well, it isn't it?
Oh, I don't care what it is. My feet hurt. Oh, I'm tired, Ellen.
There's a bus shelter. Let's have a rest.
Oh, the bus shelter.
Well, it's somewhere to sit. Cigarette? Funny if a bus came along. Oh,
I met a man once who flew over Germany just after the war ended. He said every railway station was black with people waiting for trains to take them somewhere else. But from the air, you could see that there weren't any trains at all.
Why did you wait until the war ended before you flew over Germany?
Well, I don't know that he did.
You said he did.
No, I didn't say that. Well, anyhow, it wasn't the point.
The point was that he was afraid.
Look, I only met him once for 15 minutes, 15 years ago. It was just that what he told me stuck in my head, that's all. That's absolutely all.
And what should I do, laugh?
No.
Good.
It's not warm.
My feet are getting cold.
Do you want to walk on?
No, not yet.
Yeah, let me rub them for you, warm them up.
Okay. Hey, Mama's stocking.
Yeah, now lean back. Yeah. Better?
Well, it's warmer.
Ooh. I like your feet. I always did.
They're the best part of me.
Oh, no, not by any means. No, they're not. But I like them as much as all the rest.
Yeah. No, not all. You are a cautionary now. You can't get sentimental in a bus shelter.
And not sentimental.
Well, whatever you are being. Hey, now.
I must keep warm somehow.
Here, I'm falling off the bench.
I love you. I do love you. I love you, Una.
Oh,
I love you.
I love you too. I'm sorry. I was... Oh, I'm going to fall off.
No, you won't. I've got you. Darling, I've got you.
He said to him, what do you think you're wearing? Who do you think you are? The skull on the back of your jacket, like you were one of us.
He'd never think he's dead.
Well, there it is. He's friendly with Ron and all that lot. So, hello, who's beating us to it? Fred and Mavis?
We're just waiting here.
Oh.
Where first?
Yeah.
I say, is there a bus?
Bus? No bus now.
No bus till morning.
Bus.
Well, it's a bus shelter.
Yeah. No, it's a bus shelter.
Young ones. Young ones.
Where are the others then?
Oh, they'll be coming.
Which way is it to the centre?
To the what?
To the centre.
Oh, what's that then?
Where the Queen's Hotel is.
Oh, well, you want to turn off to get there. That's right, Daff, isn't it? Turn off.
Yeah, turn off.
You know Ted?
Big Ted? Yeah, no him.
Well, he went in that Queen's Hotel once, went in the bar there and asked the bloke for a vodka, and they wouldn't serve him because he didn't have a tie on. Mm-hmm. Well, dressed like me was, and they wouldn't serve him.
Great.
Well, next night he goes back with a couple of mates, all dressed up like, goes in early, no one much about. The geezer behind the bar serves them, and Ted says he suppose they're all right. Now he got a tie on, and he says yes. Then Ted crowns him with the siphon that's on the bar. They whip a couple of bottles and go.
No.
Did?
Look at him.
No.
Young ones,
darling, with the
young ones,
looks as though the others got the all night.
Oh, they said here.
Yeah, they said, but...
Well, what we do then? Here?
Well, I don't know where else.
Come on,
let's go. Oh, well, don't mind us. I mean, we don't mind you. Did you see what they were doing, though, when we first come in?
I saw.
Well, that old... You wouldn't have thought they could.
Young people.
Terrible.
No sense of respect. No manners, discipline, morals. Now, when I was young.
Oh, exactly, and me too.
I'd just like them to meet my father.
What my mother would say.
Not that I was in any way, you
oh,
know.
Oh, no, no, me.
No, but I knew how to enjoy myself.
One's got
to
know, make one's own mistakes,
these,
you know.
These people, spoon-fed.
Spoon-fed, yes.
Take, and give nothing.
Nothing to give.
Hey.
What?
A light. Gone out.
Why?
Time switch. Midnight. 1 o'clock, out they go.
Oh, it's dark everywhere.
Pitch.
Oh,
they've no right to do it.
Besides, the right payers money.
Yeah, but what can we do? We don't even know where we are.
Except that we're in the dark. Oh, our eyes will get used to it soon.
Trees. There were trees.
We must be on the common. They said we could get to the centre across the common. We'll be all right as long as we stick to the road. Is there a moon?
There was a new one, I think.
That's early. Nothing now. Look, here. Take my arm. Can't just stand here talking.
No.
Owl.
Oh, it's weird.
Fight day tomorrow.
Go!
Where are you?
It's all right. There's a step. I tripped.
Oh, what is it?
Some kind of building. I don't know what it is.
Oh, perhaps there's someone.
Marble. It's definitely dark.
Hello? Hello, up there. Is there anyone there?
Asleep.
Oh, if only we could find a door.
Oh, steps divide.
Haven't you a light?
matches out. Yeah, hang on a minute. Here they are. I've only got one left. Do you think it's worth risking?
Hey, steps like these must lead to something. Oh, if only we could see.
Yeah, all right, then. Oh, come on, you. Oh, the wind.
Hey, oh, I did see something on the wall in front. To the, something or other, it said.
Oh, but what?
I don't know. There wasn't time. You let the match blow out.
Oh, a gust of wind that very moment. Still, we know the steps go somewhere.
It was carved on the wall. Perhaps we could feel.
Hang on a bit. Yeah, here it is. It says... Oh, yeah. It's a T-O...
Oh, to the, yes, I said that.
Wait a minute. G-L-O...
G-L-O. Let me try.
It's no good.
Oh, where does it say to?
Nowhere. To the glorious dead. It's a war memorial. Would you believe it? It was a long time ago now.
Yeah.
I was in it.
So was I.
ATS?
No, fire service.
Oh, yeah.
It dates us.
These young people don't know. They've no idea. You know, they just don't know what it's all about.
Still, in a way, that's what we wanted. I mean, you know, that's what we were sort of, fighting for.
Yeah, I know, but...
I mean, we wouldn't want another one.
Oh, no, of course not, no, but... All the same, they ought to be made to...
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah, which they don't.
They don't, course, no, they don't. I wonder where we are.
Oh, well, we should be getting somewhere.
Here, look, a light through the trees there.
Oh, it's the beginning of the centre, that's what it is. I knew we'd reach it sooner or later. They said across the common.
Oh, there was nothing to say it was a common.
A war memorial, they always have them on commons.
Not always.
Generally.
No, you find them everywhere. In the middle of towns, in parks, outside churches, on village greens.
A common is a kind of a park.
I'm not saying it isn't.
Well, then.
Nothing, just that you do find them in other places sometimes.
Well, sometimes, yes, I don't say never. Anyway, here we are.
Not what we thought it was at all. Hey, there are no more lights beyond.
Well, there may be houses.
I can't see anything but trees.
Very often on the outskirts of a town, you find big houses with gardens full of trees and shrubs.
I know.
Well in town.
Hey, it's a kiosk! That's all. A kiosk in the centre of the common. Look, it's a kiosk.
I wonder.
But it is. Look, you can see nothing around it except litter baskets.
Oh, I suppose a light's something to be thankful for. Yeah.
It's on a machine.
Yeah. Self-service. What does it sell?
Oh, all sorts of things.
Matches?
Nuts, raisins, some kind of toffees, cough sweets, cigarettes.
Matches?
With a cigarette. There, do you see? It says you get a box of matches with each packet of 20 in lieu of change.
But we don't need cigarettes.
Oh, you can smoke them later.
5 shillings? No, don't see why I should.
But it's for the matches, not for the cigarettes.
Oh, I know, but you have to put in 2 half-crowns for a box of matches. It's scandalous.
Oh, I've got some money. I'll stand you a packet of cigarettes.
No, that's not the point.
The point is we need matches.
And we're being blackmailed into buying a packet of cigarettes. I won't do it. It's a conditional sale and that's quite against the law.
Let's arrest the machine.
No, it's not funny. Now think, a child comes along, wants some matches and can't get them without a packet of cigarettes. Naturally, he starts to smoke and he grows into a rabbit which he can't afford. You can't tell where it'll lead him.
You are not a child. You're a man in the middle of the night.
But don't you see? It's the principle.
Can't see anything without a light. There. Present for you. Oh, go on. Do take them for my sake. After all, we need them. Supposing we want to read another signpost. Yeah. Hey, is there anything else we want? What about chocolate? Oh, look. There's one round here that gives hot and cold drinks. Oxtail soup. Oh, I'd love some soup. Oh, let's have some. Sixpence.
I have sixpence.
Wait a moment. We'd better see what to do. Insert something.
Coin.
Oh, yes, coin.
Yeah.
Press, knob, and wait.
What for?
Soup to be served.
Oh, well, here we are. Here's a sixpence. Will you put it in?
No, you.
Oh, right. Where's this knob?
Here.
Right. Nothing.
Wait.
Well, I have waited.
But it has to warm up.
Well, it should be boiling by now.
No, wait.
But I can't stay here all night. No. Well, that's that. Out of order.
Or our coin was bent.
No, there was nothing wrong with our coin, I made sure. And if there had been, I should have got it back. Blaming swindle. Everything's run by crooks. Run by crooks. I saw an advertisement once that offered cigarette machines for sale. You bought one and they found you a site and people sold you the machines. You bought your cigarettes wholesale. Oh, that was an advantage. Of course, you save quite a bit on your own smokes. And every morning, you went along with a key to collect what you made the night before. Oh, not at all bad as long as hooligans didn't wreck it. Not bad at all as long as they didn't do that to it, which they might, though. And, ooh, the capital outlay. That's always a trouble. Where does one get the money? And yet, once these people with these things, we haven't got half the job I have. And shops. They own shops. But how do they start? Where do they get the money? Oh, left to them, I suppose. Made years ago by grandparents in the days when you kept what you were. Yeah. And when they made things properly. When they were coughs and... Well, they say that if you had invested a shilling at compound interest in 1750, it would be worth... Well, I don't know. Dickens of a lot today. Millions. It all adds up. Not that thing about the chessboard. 1 grain of rice on the first square, 2 on the second, 4 on the third, and there isn't enough rice in the whole world. Oh, it's astronomical.
Hey, something's happening.
What?
Happening. See?
No. Hey, no.
Oh.
Everywhere.
Oh, stop it.
It won't stop it.
No. Oh, don't say that, you fool. It isn't stopping
itself. We better move on.
Oh, I'm covered in...
Look, everyone covered in...
Oh,
comes along, we'll have a terrible time explaining all
this. Oh, it seems awful to leave it. How much will there be?
Well, it depends how big a supply, don't
it? Oh, well, of course,
and whether they had a busy day yesterday. But I shouldn't think they did because the weather was warm.
I'll tell you one thing.
What?
The soup was cold. It wasn't hot oxtail, it was cold oxtail.
Yeah. It doesn't help my dress.
No, but it shows the machine was out of order.
So you say. Rain.
No.
Yes, I felt it. It's all we needed.
It's more of a Scotch mist and rain.
Scotch mist? What's that?
Well, sort of wet air.
Oh, I wish we were out of it.
Well, here's a road that turns off. They say turn off, you know.
From the other road.
Yeah, but still, hey, hang on. This road has a name. Here's a board with its name on it. Wait a minute.
Festival Way.
Oh. Well, that sounds cheerful.
Doesn't look it.
Yeah. But there'll be houses. Bad to be if the road has a name.
Everyone will be asleep.
Well, we'll wake them up. After all, this is an emergency. We're lost. We can't spend all night out in the rain. Now, we'll find a house and knock them up. They can give us a sofa to sleep on.
Course roads.
Hmm? Oh.
Jubilee Crescent.
Victory Drive.
But no houses.
Yeah. Somewhere there must be some. I mean, all those streets with...
What is it?
Bumped into a lamppost. My nose is bleeding.
Oh, it's a signboard.
Strike a match at this moment.
Yeah, I'll do it.
So, my nose.
Oh, just a Parkview Estates Limited. Oh, that's why they haven't built the houses yet.
My nose is bleeding.
Ah, but look. Oh, quick, another match.
Oh, mustn't waste.
Hey, there was an arrow pointing to the demonstration house.
Nobody in it.
But shelter, if we can get in. This way.
Where are you?
Here. What is it?
Oh, a trench. Trainage or something. I fell in.
Oh, you are in the wars.
In the what?
In the wars.
Oh, in the wars, yes. Yes, I suppose I am.
All right. Oh, yeah, guttering isn't much good. I mean, if this is a demonstration house...
It must be.
They locked it. No, they haven't.
It's all right.
Oh, isn't that lucky? Come on in, come on.
All right.
Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful if they'd furnished it?
Oh, they have.
What was that, an umbrella stand?
No, I don't.
Good, that means there's a bed upstairs. Oh, what a nice little house.
Oh, pokey.
Oh, but nice.
We had a house like this.
Yeah. Here's the front bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
Double bed. Oh, mustn't it be fun to furnish a house like this?
Done by some firm, I suppose.
Yes, but ordering what you want and nothing to pay. Here, good mattress.
Bed clothes?
Everything but light.
Ooh, and gas and water.
Oh, so we don't need those. I need nothing except bed. Oh, excuse me. Bed. Where are you?
Here.
Oh, you sounded further away.
Oh, I hardly dare take my shoes off. Never get them on again. Oh, no. Hey, your hands are hard. Hey, now, you mustn't be rough.
Yuna!
No, darling, no. Why?
Yuna, it isn't me.
What?
There's another man on the bed.
Ah!
Come on, Yuna, run for it. What? Oh, they'll be bleeding. Joseph, come on, get out of the door now.
Oh, what the... Oh, women. Women in houses. Oh, good, I kill a man. And houses are all women. Women. I should have picked a barn. I should have slept in a ditch. That's me. That's me. Oh, that's old Joe.
Yeah.
I thought it was odd when we found the door open. A tramp, I suppose. He must have broken in.
Yes. Yes.
Did you really think he was me?
Hands and mouth in the dark. I don't want to think about it.
No, but I mean...
Had your nose stop bleeding?
Yes, sir. It went good.
I'll tell you another.
What?
It's growing lighter.
It can't be.
Oh, yes, it is. Look at the sky.
Oh, a false dawn. That's what you have at this time of night.
It's 4 o'clock. This is the real one coming up.
All the same, it'll be night for a long time, yeah.
I don't know what comfort that's supposed to be.
Well, it's still worthwhile going to the hotel.
It's worth going anywhere to lie down and get some sleep.
Tomorrow's Sunday.
Today?
Well, today, but we don't have to get up in the morning. Not till 11:30.
Why then?
Well, we're supposed to leave the room by 12.
Or you get charged for it. Yes, of course, that would be terrible.
No, I didn't mean that. It isn't the money. We don't know that the room would be available after 12.
Nobody's likely to want a room on Sunday.
You can't be sure.
Who on earth would arrive in a place like this on a Sunday night?
I did once. In Leicester. Had a man to see first thing on Monday morning, so I arrived on Sunday night.
Oh, Leicester's different. Leicester's big.
No, but it's the same sort of place. That's what I mean, you know, factories and things. It's quite possible, more than possible, that people will arrive on Sunday night, you know.
As we've been walking for 6 hours and haven't found the hotel yet, I don't see any point in arguing about what's going to happen when we get there.
I wasn't arguing. I was... Hey, look. There's this. Ooh. We are getting on.
And it's getting lighter.
Yeah. Shops and everything. Oh, we're really getting in now. Downhill, too.
I thought you said the place was on a hill.
Oh, some of it is, you know. Some of it is. And uphill, downhill, that's the sort of place it is, you know. Nice to be out of all those trees, isn't it?
Yeah, don't worry, Sam.
Sorry.
No,
we
stop.
We won't be long now.
No, stop. I can't go on. I must have a rest.
Well, just a few hundred yards.
No. Not an inch. I must sit down.
On the ground?
Oh, a doorstep, that'll do. Yeah. Oh, my feet. Oh, my poor, poor feet. Oh, look at that blister.
This is a shoe shop.
Oh, so what?
Well, I think just a shoe shop. Quite chilly now.
Dawn.
Lucky the rain held off.
It won't much longer.
I need a shave.
I need a hot bath and bed.
Well?
Oh, I suppose so.
Yeah, it's not far. Hot's a daisy.
Oh, don't be arty, please.
Sorry. Just trying to keep cheerful.
The dawn chorus.
The what?
Dawn chorus. Birds.
What?
We're near the centre now. There's the car park.
Oh, there might be a car park anywhere.
Oh, but mainly near the centre. Like the one at Wheelbridge. And you can see it's like that because it's got a little up to the attendant and the scale of charges. I mean, you can see it's a proper car park, not just any old space.
Oh, right, yes, it's a car park. Where's the hotel?
Oh, there's a square somewhere. It's in a street just off it. There's something over there that looks like a town hall. Now, if we go towards that, we won't be far on.
I'll tell you what that looks like.
Some kind of public building.
Public building. Town hall, yes. Oh, you fool, Alice. Don't you see? Don't you understand? Don't you realize what building it is?
Oh, nurse, the matter?
Don't you see what it is? Have you no eyes?
The town hall.
The what town hall? What church? What cake shop? Where? What bus stop? Look.
Oh, I don't believe it.
What garden? Statue? What conveniences?
Oh, no.
You see, you do? See? See?
Hours.
All hours.
We're back at Wheelbridge.
We've walked all the way. All the way.
All the way home.
Home. Oh, oh,
I've just heard Sarah Churchill as Una and Colin Fish as Ellis in All the Way by Giles Cooper. Mr. Bungs was played by the South African actor Job Stewart, the police officer by Michael McGovern, and other parts were played by the British television artists Peter Burton and Rosalind Elliott. All the Way was produced in London by Colin Fish.
And be sure to tune in next Wednesday night at 8 and every Wednesday night for the week's finest radio entertainment brought to you for your listening pleasure by your hosts, the Brewers of Castle Lager. So until next week then, a very good night to you all.